Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to the end of another week. With Cortevian News headlines coming up on this Friday, have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have music one last time from our artist of the week, Drew Sidora. And in today's entertainment spotlight, it really is news you can use. Yesterday, I spoke with Betsy Chen, the vice president for Medicare Advantage for UnitedHealthcare. We talked about this year's annual enrollment period and what you need to know. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Friday headlines. In national news, Hunter Biden indicted on federal firearms charges and long-running probe weeks after plea deal failed. Hunter Biden was indicted Thursday on federal firearms charges, the latest step in a long-running investigation into the president's son that puts the case on track toward a possible high-stakes trial as the 2024 election looms. Biden is accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a firearm in October 2018, a period when he has acknowledged struggling with addiction to crack cocaine, according to the indictment filed in federal court in Delaware by special counsel overseeing the case. The indictment comes weeks after the collapse of a plea deal that would have averted a criminal trial and weeks or months of distracting headlines for President Joe Biden. The court fight may be an extended one. His defense attorney argued Hunter Biden didn't violate the law and remains protected by an immunity provision that was part of the plea deal. The charges, meanwhile, are rarely filed as standalone counts, and a recent appeals court decision called the law itself into question. President Biden's son has also been under investigation for his business dealings, and the special counsel has indicated that tax charges could be filed at some point in the future in Washington or in California, where he lives. Political pressure has also escalated as the House has formally opened an impeachment inquiry into the Democrat president seeking to tie the elder Biden to his son's businesses and divert attention away from former President Donald Trump's on legal woes. Over the years-long probe, federal prosecutors have not indicated Joe Biden is connected, and so far, Republicans have unearthed no significant evidence of wrongdoing by the elder Biden, who as vice president spoke often to his son and stopped by a business dinner with his son's associates. The White House maintains Joe Biden was not involved in his son's business affairs. The prosecutor who has long overseen the Hunter Biden investigation, Trump-appointed Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, was elevated to special counsel last month, giving him broad authority to get and report out his findings. The three-count indictment says Hunter Biden lied on a form required for every gun purchase when he bought a .38 Colt Cobra Special at a Wilmington, Delaware gun shop. In more national news, angry and frustrated, McCarthy finds even a Biden impeachment inquiry isn't enough for GOP. Angry, frustrated, and unable to lead a fractured and unruly Republican majority, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Thursday told the colleagues threatening to oust him, do it. The embattled Republican leader essentially dared his hard right flank to quit holding the risk of a vote to remove him from the job. If you're going to do it, go ahead and try, McCarthy told the Republicans behind closed doors. File the F motion, McCarthy said, using a profanity for emphasis, according to those in the private meeting. With a government shutdown looming, McCarthy is confronting the same stubborn problem that has driven Republicans before him from the Speaker's job, trying to lead a ruptured GOP majority that's split between what's left of the traditional party and the harder right element, largely allied with former President Donald Trump. Even his decision to launch an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden did little this week to appease the demands of the Freedom Caucus and others as they threatened to shut down the government in pursuit of deep spending cuts, a move to a motion to oust him from office. I showed frustration in here because I am frustrated with some people in the conference, McCarthy said after the meeting in the Capitol basement as lawmakers were wrapping up for the week. In more national news, Alex Jones spent over $93,000 in July. The Associated Press says Sandy Hook families who sued him have yet to see a dime. As Alex Jones continues telling his InfoWars audience about his money problems and pleads for them to buy his products, his own documents show life is not all that bad. His net worth is around $14 million, and his personal spending topped $93,000 in July alone, including thousands of dollars on meals and entertainment, says the Associated Press. The conspiracy theorist and his lawyers filed monthly financial reports in his personal bankruptcy case, and the latest one has struck a nerve with the families of victims of Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. They're still seeking the $1.5 billion they won last year in lawsuits against Jones and his media company for repeatedly calling the 2012 massacre a hoax on his shows. And more national news, NASA releases UFO report and says more science and less stigma are needed to understand them. NASA said Thursday that the study of UFOs will require new scientific techniques, including advanced satellites, as well as a shift in how unidentified flying objects are perceived. Space Agency released the findings after a year-long study into UFOs. And finally, in business news, Wall Street climbs and Dow rises more than 300 points as stocks worldwide rally. Wall Street rose Thursday after a blizzard of reports suggested the U.S. economy is still humming, though inflation may be too. The S&P 500 climbed 0.8% for its best day in 2 weeks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rallied 331 points, or 1%, and the Nasdaq Composite added 0.8%. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Who you can be is less about where you're from and more about what you've learned. Choose to see each experience as a lesson in life's class, and you'll pass every time. Have an amazing Friday and enjoy your weekend. Drew Sidora is our artist of the week this week. Here's her new single, Throw Us Away One Last Time, right here on Conversations Daily News.
I can't seem to get you out of my head, no baby. It must have been, it must have been what you said to me. In your mama, yeah, I was all you had. Went through the storm, whether it right or wrong. You know what I want, so where did we go wrong?
Why you wanna throw us away now, baby? Why you wanna throw us away now, baby? Why you wanna throw us away now, baby?
Pillow. You're the one that said you wanted this official.
Got me wondering,
was we ever anything?
'Cause I would hate to think
you've been out here playing games with my heart. And if that's not the case, then tell me why would you throw.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Betsy Chen of United Healthcare and today's news you can use. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your news you can use. Betsy Chen, the Vice President of Medicare Advantage for United Healthcare, joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about the Medicare annual enrollment. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Betsy, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Cyrus.
This is an important time of year, of course, as individuals are kind of thinking about their coverage, Betsy. Why is the annual enrollment period, though, such an important time, especially for older Americans?
Cyrus, this important time of year for millions of Medicare eligibles because it's for most people the one chance they have each year to make a change to their Medicare coverage. So the enrollment period starts on October 15th and runs through December 7th. And again, for most people on Medicare plans, this is their one time throughout the year to make a change for their coverage.
And I think about for our radio audience, Betsy, we have a lot of caregivers in our listening audience, and it's important, I think, that they listen to this segment as well because they have to be making plans, of course, maybe even for their parents or those that they're helping to take care of. So with that being said then, Betsy, what are some important things for our audience to consider when enrolling in a plan this year?
That's right, Cyrus. Lots of things to consider. We recommend starting with, think about costs. Each plan is going to come with different coverage amounts and coverage types, and it's important for people to take a look at their expected costs for next year for the plan themselves and then for co-pays or co-insurance that might accompany the plan as well. Once you look at costs, we recommend looking at the coverage. So are the doctors that you want to see in the network of your plan? And are the drugs that you need to take covered on the approved drug list? And then finally, take a look at some of the extras that many Medicare, especially Medicare Advantage plans, offer, such as free gym memberships, dental, vision, or hearing coverage, and many more extras like that. Those are really the key considerations that people should look at as they make their plan choice for next year.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. Well, thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We'll be back to you guys on Monday with more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, a brand new artist of the week, and of course, the entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.